the observer can be in relationship to consciousness, but it is a relationship of separation. Can relate to consciousness as something separate from itself. Pure me, on the other hand, can be in a relationship of unity with consciousness. That's why only pure me can be in a real relationship. Relationship with where two dimensions meet. They're not just communicating. They actually meet. Observer can be aware of consciousness. Pure me can be conscious of consciousness. To be conscious of consciousness is to feel it from within of one's existence. Abiding in consciousness is primarily the function of pure me. All the other me's, they can simulate abidance in consciousness, but due to their limited nature, they are too separate from consciousness to really be in it. To abide in consciousness, one has to have a stable sense of self, continuity of that self. Plus, there has to be a sense of unity. The condition of abidance is still does not imply complete merging with consciousness. There is still a certain element of separation, but these two, the one who abides in the space in which one abides, are as if made from the same substance. From the same light. That separation is no longer gross, it's subtle. One may even not recognize that separation is present if one is not sensitive enough to register it. That is the pitfall of the state of abidance. That due to its relative comfort and sense of unity, one may get stuck in that state, instead of transcending it through the further surrender. In the state of abidance, pure me and I am are close to each other, but they are not close enough. Abidance is the stage in our relationship with our fundamental nature, which is the true beginning of the process of surrender. Before that, we are too far from our pure nature. We are as if preparing the ground so we can begin surrendering. For instance, if someone is unconscious, not awakened to the light of I Am, to speak of surrender to such a person is completely out of question. It does not apply. For the surrender to begin, the real has to be already present. There are many levels and aspects to surrender, but the very core, the foundation, the quintessence is the surrender of pure me to I Am, and all the other surrenders gradually follow. Pure me is the link between the real and the unreal, the false and the true, the relative and the absolute. Once you abide in your consciousness, one of the challenges is to distinguish whether what you feel is pure me or consciousness. you may feel pure me, thinking that you feel consciousness. Or you may feel consciousness, assuming it is pure me. How to distinguish between these two? In other words, what is the difference between embodying pure me and embodying consciousness? And is this distinction really necessary? It is and it isn't. It isn't and it is. I am and pure me are two sides of your soul, of your true nature. For them to be unified, merged, in a way that your intelligence is integrated into that state of unity. Certain subtle understanding is certainly helpful. In each act of surrender, that space in which you disappear, in which you as if forget yourself, is the impersonal aspect, impersonal energy, consciousness or I am. But in each moment that you disappear, that you lose yourself in that space, you discover yourself in a new way. You still continue to be yourself, merging of pure me into I am, and the constantly new rediscovering of itself as pure me from that space of disappearing. Is the dynamic of surrender. the dance between individual and impersonal. Through which that new being, our soul, is manifesting. Each moment you experience unity with consciousness, sense of unity. Feel who is the subject to that unity, who is really experiencing it. In fact, who is the immediate experiencer of consciousness? The observer can claim to be the experiencer, but he is not immediate. He needs time to identify the experience. Pure me does not need time. Each moment there's a sense of unity with consciousness. Instead of just being there, you are letting go even more constantly. feeling consciousness, feeling the one who is feeling consciousness, surrendering the one who is feeling consciousness into consciousness. And feeling their unity, and letting go of any traces of self-reference.